This is Susan Lennox, and I'm glad to be here with Sean Phillips, who's one of the four teachers for the upcoming Focusing Week-Long in November. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Nice to be with you this morning.
Yes, good to be with you too.
So before we talk about the Week-Long and what you plan to offer there, perhaps you could tell our listeners a little bit about how you work with focusing in your life and in your professional practice.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing focusing and incorporating focusing in my life for about 25 years. I first encountered focusing when I was 20. So I've had a close and intimate relationship with focusing for a long time. I'm a registered clinical counselor, and I have two practices. I have an adult practice, and then I have a child and youth practice. And I specialize in working with complex trauma, and particularly males who have experienced child sexual abuse. I'm a survivor thriver. I like to call myself a thriver more than a survivor these days of child sexual abuse myself. So I have a close connection to the work that I'm doing. And because of the work that I'm doing in focusing oriented therapy and complex trauma, I'm asked to teach abroad a fair bit. So this year, I've been to New York, South Africa. I've just recently come back from Israel, and I'm off to Ottawa, which is another place in Canada, and Brazil this year. So it's very exciting, and I teach a lot with my sister, Alexis Phillips, who's also an FOT therapist specializing in trauma recovery.
Yeah, I've seen you two in action, and it's a wonderful experience to train with you. So this will be your third year as a teacher at the Week-Long, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. What's it been like for you to be so involved in the evolution of the Week-Long program over the past few years?
Yeah, well, it gives me goosebumps, actually, when you said that just now, I got a flash of all of these incredible memories. So it's hard to put into words the growth and joy that I feel has come from this experience. So maybe just let me take a minute just to kind of sense into that in a kind of focusing way a little more deeply here. So what comes for me is a sense of the passion of the focusing community toward the focusing way of being and of living, and this deep feeling of like holding and being held by a global community of focusers that we are all connected forward and backward in time, across boundaries, connected in all directions, and that deep connection of the human experience.
That's really beautiful.
And of course, it's a lot of fun too.
You know, and you always make it so much fun.
It's pretty serious, but we laugh a lot, and we, you know, there's a lot of music, and we dance, and because a lot of people that are coming, English is not their first language. We do a lot of exploration around nonverbal communication and ways of communicating that are physical, that are through movement, and so that's part of it too, and that seems to be a lot of fun for people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that will be incorporated in the offerings at the Week-Long.
Yes, we will approach all of the work that we do in that way that we're sensitive to people who aren't speaking English as their first language.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I understand that this year, turning to the content of the Week-Long,
yes,
there's going to be more emphasis on engaging in focusing sessions and also on using the open space. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, last year we had some feedback that participants wanted more time to connect with each other in a focusing way through the exchange of focusing dyads and sessions. So we thought a lot about this, and we really want to honor that desire this year, and have created a schedule that reflects that need for the participants. So that's exciting. And the open space, this is something that we created last year for the first time. We had a section of time set aside for participants to be able to share their expertise. I mean, when you bring people together from all over the world, there is so much expertise in the room. And although it may seem that the teachers or the facilitation team are the experts in the room, we know that that's not entirely true. There's so much potential and skill of the people that are coming to the week long. So we wanted to be able to honor that and to set even more time aside this year for people to share the ways in which they're using focusing and the way that they're approaching the work as focusers in the global community.
Excellent, excellent. I know from attending week-longs myself, one of the important benefits is making those connections with people who are around the globe doing work that you are also doing and having that support and contact for the future. So this will really amplify that.
Yeah, I think that that's a really important thing to point out as well, that for people that are coming, that they build new friendships, new relationships, professional relationships with people all over the world. And I know that for some of the participants from the past week-longs, they've been able to connect with people and exchange in teaching and visit each other in other parts of the world. So it's a very exciting time to make these connections.
Absolutely. So at the week long, each of the four teachers offers specific workshops in an area that they're expert in and really passionate about. Can you tell us what you'll be offering this year?
Yeah, of course. So I talked earlier about the work that I do with complex trauma and focusing-oriented therapy. So I'll be, of course, spending some time creating a workshop for participants who are interested in learning more about that. And my workshops, although they may seem that they're geared toward therapists, they're open to all participants, of course. Another area of interest for me, and one that that my sister and I just explored even more deeply in Israel, is the idea of intergenerational and vicarious trauma. And when I say vicarious, I mean, that stuff that we pick up from our families, from our communities, and so forth. So, how to look at that and how to work with that with clients and with individuals when you're doing focusing sessions. So, that's something that I'm really interested in that I'm going to share. And also, wanting to share a little bit of my work with community wellness. I've been working in Aboriginal First Nations communities in Canada. And have created a program where myself and a couple of colleagues work in the schools with kids to help them to write and explore their lived experience and create a play, a dramatic representation of their experiences as a way of empowering them, as a way of helping them feel more connected. Giving them a sense of contributing and competency. And it's also connected to the school curriculum as well. So I'll do a little workshop talking about that work and present a video of some of the work that I've done in First Nations communities.
Wonderful. That'll be exciting. Well, thanks so much, Sean. Before we close, I wonder if there's anything more you'd like to share with people who are thinking about coming to the week long.
Yeah, I was thinking about that question, and I thought, what more could I add? And what I felt was I needed to share some words from past participants because I think that they can say it better than I can. So I hope that's okay.
Absolutely, great.
So I'll just read them out. So this person said, "This was an extraordinary week, which will keep unfolding. A beautiful and enriching experience full of joyful celebration. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be in an international community of like-minded people. It was possible for me to feel safe, accepted, and loved, to grow, develop, and learn from everyone. And lastly, each minute opened and invited space to hear in a new way."
Beautiful.
Yeah. I just felt it was important to honor those participants and their words.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Sean. Well, thank you again. And I hope everything goes well at the week long. I know it will. And perhaps I will get there myself.
Yes, hope to see you, and thank you so much for taking the time to do this today.
You're quite welcome. Take care now. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.